John Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. The FAA has launched an investigation into how an older model United Airlines Boeing plane lost a panel mid-flight last night from San Francisco to Medford, Oregon. It's just the latest in a string of safety issues in the skies. Brand consultant Alan Adamson.
Passengers may be getting certainly more aware of this and more conscious of it and more anxious about it. But for most, there's very little alternative to flying to get around this country. They're just going to be flying with white knuckles more often than they would probably like.
Some clips of what former President Donald Trump said in Ohio today are making the rounds on social media, and not in a good way. The 2024 candidate warned of a bloodbath if he loses in November.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
The Biden campaign tonight is accusing Trump of doubling down on his threats of political violence. Trump also continued to criticize President Biden over his handling of the border as he cast migrants as less than human.
If you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion, but I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say.
A man is now in custody in Trenton, New Jersey, after police say he shot at least three of his relatives in two separate homes in nearby Pennsylvania. CBS News Philadelphia's Marcella Baeto reports from Falls Township.
Police say 26-year-old Andre Gordon forced himself inside of a home on Viewpoint Lane where he shot and killed his 52-year-old stepmother, Karen Gordon, and his 13-year-old sister, Kira Gordon.
There were three other individuals at the residence, including a minor, inside the home who were able to hide and avoid being shot.
He then allegedly moved on to a second home on Edgewood Lane where officials say he shot and killed the mother of his children, 25-year-old Taylor Daniel.
A major shift is coming in the nation's real estate market. A landmark settlement could change how homes are bought and sold and keep more money in the bank account. Correspondent Elise Preston.
It's a positive sign in a challenging market. The Standard Realtor Commission could soon be going away.
Long term, this is a seismic shift in a stodgy old business called real estate.
The National Association of Realtors agreeing to pay $418 million in damages to settle a series of lawsuits alleging it conspired to boost agent commissions.
Soccer legend Lionel Messi set out his second game in a row tonight for his team Inter Miami's matchup against DC United. He suffered a leg injury in their win against Nashville just on Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
It is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We'll be right back. just like waving it across the sea.
Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crack, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack. That was Her. Down Dirt Beat Messiah before that with Sean Anthony Brown on the vocals there. Hey, what is your Essential Last Crack? I sure would like to know. Send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. And tell me what two songs we should play next week for Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Email me now, music@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxine Kevy, original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. And we're here until midnight tonight. Don't forget, you can grab the Civic Media app and put that on your device and take us anywhere. It's available at your favorite app store, or you can grab a link at civicmedia.us or at maxinecradio.com. The Civic Media app, best way to listen to the network. You can choose your home station and listen to the shows you want to hear on demand. It's pretty cool, including Max Inc. Radio. And coming up here at Max Inc. Heavy, we got Revolution X. We'll do some Black Belt Theater in just a couple of minutes. Conniption, but right now it's Apex Aurora coming down from the clown on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. It's like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got to me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. And the devil on my back dragged me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My heart is racing, but I've got too far to give up now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait till you see that deep down. I know my time will. Just wait to see that deep down I
you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just let you see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just let you see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just let you see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just let you see that deep down I know my time will be now.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
absolutely love that song. That's Conniption. And at the end of it all on Max St. Kevy on Civic Media, we are local music. Revolution X before that with their latest 12-gauge remedy. And Black Belt Theater out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was Call the Police. I'm Jimmy K. Don't call the police on me. I'm just here to tell you that Conniption will be on the radio next week with M-Shell. M-Shell and Conniption next week during Max St. Kevy. We really got a good show for you next week, too. Dennis Graham from Rockconson is going to join us. Fat Function will be in the house. Robert Love here to tell us about his brand new movie, A Time to Die. And Linda and the Zeros live in the lair at 9 o'clock. And like I said, Conniption will join M-Shell next week. You're in heavy. If you want to get the podcast, you can do that right now, maxincradio.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week, 6 to midnight, every Saturday and Sunday across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordon. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed. Holy cow, that show's tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Don't forget, you get your tickets right now, high-noon.com, for the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Showcase. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to get out of here so I can get my beauty sleep and say hello and have a cocktail at noon. Music on the way this hour from Carbellion, the Skin Tones, Flying Fuzz, and right now it's the Almas and Crowns. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
I quit the world today. No need to feed the pain, cause it's what's trending right now. Don't need the sympathy. Digital therapy. One final post, then I'm out. Don't mean to make a scene. Personally, sorry but not sorry.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.